You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, June 26, 2023, and you're listening to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. And of course, we're going to continue at the beginning of these shows. Remind everybody, we have our links at the bottom where you can contact or support Sven Longshanks. And I will hope, it is my hope, that we can all continue to do so and not get lax about it. Drop the man a letter, drop him a note. We want to keep him in our prayers and keep sending support his way as he's going through this very difficult trial. Well, I've got a couple of stories today. I got a couple of stories we're going to get into. Both of these are from RT, and they both deal with the topic of transgenderism, but specifically transgenderism as it's being marketed to children. And really, I'm going to try to get into some other things with this. But really getting deeper than transgenders, because I think that's just a topic. We're going to be talking more about the agenda of transgender and how this is being used as an agenda. And yeah, the goals are not what they say they are, which is, of course, usually the case with these things. It's not about, oh, well, we want to help transgender people. That's not what this is about. And I think a lot of times in the hoopla and the anger that gets generated, the emotionalism that gets generated by these things, it's easy to lose sight of the fact that there's a whole other agenda that is being pushed here. I read a story we're not going to get into with this today, but I read a story the other day, and many of you probably did too. I believe it was out in California, and these parents are getting into like violent physical protests at these school board meetings. You have all these parents showing up, all these people in the community that are angry about this being pushed in the school. And of course, the school plans to do what they always do in the democracy system, which is whatever the hell they want to. And I had to wonder, thinking about this, how much longer are they going to keep up this guise, this notion that democracy is somehow about the will of the people, when they're demonstrating over and over again with their overreach that has nothing to do with that. Part of what keeps people buying into the democracy system is this belief that somehow they are represented and thus legitimacy is given to the system. But as they continue to overreach with this system and shove things down people's throat, even to the point where you have masses of people showing out saying, we don't want this, we don't support it, stop. But they keep doing it anyway. How much longer are they going to be able to keep people buying into the system? And I believe this is a fatal flaw in the strategy of what they're doing. Now, our first story is titled, Transitioning is a Religious Rite, the Satanic Temple, with a subheading that says the advocacy organization says its ministers are ready to testify in court as expert witnesses. The Satanic Temple, a U.S.-based advocacy group operating as a religious organization, has offered to have its quote-unquote priests testify on behalf of trans TST members that gender affirmation procedures are part of the core tenets of Satanism. Now, see, I tend to be the type of person that take people at their word. And a lot of times when these groups come out and say things, they're presented it to us in a manner to where it's like, oh, well, they don't really mean that. They're being over the top. See, they're trying to make some sort of point. Case in point here, the Satanic Temple, which is they try to color this as, well, they're actually just a political advocacy group, but they use the Satanic Temple to make a point. See, I don't buy that. I think they're literally the Satanic Temple. The picture they have here at their temple, their altar at their temple, which I plan to use to put at the top of this podcast, shows, you know, their altar purposely with two children there. I don't think they're simply an advocacy of. They say they are the temple of Satan. They are like a religious group affiliated that worships. I'm going to take them at their word. I'm going to take them at their word at this. We see this all the time when you have these blatantly anti-white racist groups, and they talk about they want to eliminate white people. We got to destroy whiteness, end whiteness. And the only way you're going to do that, of course, is to end white people. And people sit there and go, well, there's just some kind of wackiness. See, I take them at their word that they really mean that is their end goal. And a lot of times people deny this because it's an unpleasant reality and they don't want to, you know, because what does that infer? What does that mean? They want to end who I am. Well, I mean, what does that mean? It's an unpleasant thing to face. It's a difficult thing to face. So people tend to say, oh, well, they don't really mean that. I myself think it's a lot safer to go ahead and take people at their word. The offer announced on social media on Wednesday and known as the Expert Witness Service is specifically tailored to TST's trans members who face infringement of their bodily autonomy by government authorities at a local, state, or federal level, according to the message. I think something else we can take here, we're going to have to quickly at some point come to the conclusion and realize that a lot of the things that we, and when I say we, I mean people that came before us, but we as a people, we as a society, have been sold over the years are a lie. And it's going to be a really hard thing for a lot of people to swallow. We're told that the idea of all religions are the same, that separation of church and state is written in the Constitution, which simply meant that the government couldn't establish an official religion, that has now been twisted into, well, religion can't have anything to do with government. We have to understand that I think we're going to have to accept that, you know, this is a lie that's been sold to us and twisted around to create this all religions are equal or equal in what is supposed to be or what historically was a Christian nation. Because we allowed ourselves to be sold on this, oh, we have to be tolerant and all religions are equal. Now you have the temple of Satan out here, you know, standing up and go, well, what about our religious rights? We're making a mockery of everything, but what about our religious rights? And this expands further. At some point in time, people are going to have to understand, I think, and swallow the bitter pill that things such as freedom of speech were actually sold to us as a bill of goods. It's a hard thing to accept. We all want to be able to say what we want to say. But at the end of the day, what has been accomplished with what we were sold is freedom of speech. And I don't mean freedom of political speech. I mean the overall concept of freedom of speech. We see now, if you speak up, you know, when freedom of speech was enshrined in the Constitution, the idea was freedom of political speech. But do we really have freedom of political speech in the West, in the U.S.? You can be persecuted for your political speech, and people persecuted for their political speech all the time in this country. It's a regular occurrence at this point. But what do you have? Where is freedom of speech upheld? Where is it promoted? Well, if they put a crucifix in a jar of piss and you don't like it, they tell you, well, you can't. Too bad. That's freedom of speech. When they blaspheme publicly, say, oh, but this, that's art. You've got to let them do that. When they sit there and smear menstrual blood on a canvas and say, this represents the Virgin Mary, you got to swallow it and take it because you see freedom of speech. And yet when you speak out on political matters or speak on behalf of your religious beliefs, what do you see? You're persecuted. We were sold a bill of goods. Freedom of speech, we all thought, oh, you know, when I say again, we, this was sold generations ago. The idea was, well, we'd have the ability to speak our minds and to speak about particularly political matters. But we see now as an end result, what they did was overcome and get around the idea of blasphemy laws. The idea now that they can just go ahead and tear down the culture and tear down our religion and blaspheme our religious beliefs. And the political speech has gone out the window. A lot of these, and like I say, I a lot of you are probably sitting here shaking your heads going, well, you're against freedom of speech. I'm saying that, yes, the concept is false. I do believe in freedom of political speech, but that's not what freedom of speech is. If freedom of speech is freedom of political speech, and this is supposed to be not just in the U.S., but regarded in the West, then why is Finn Longshanks in prison? Why are the January 6th protesters in prison? Why are so many people being persecuted and jailed and everything else for their political speech? We're going to have to admit that this was a lie. And to continue to hold on to that lie and pretend that it's something that it is not, that is ultimately a self-destructive behavior. Freedom of speech only applies when they can blaspheme, when they can tear down our religion and tear down religion, our beliefs and our culture and everything that, you know, that once made our society functioning and good. Trans rights have become a hot-button political issue in the U.S., with conservative politicians pushing for strict limitations in some areas. In April, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives passed a bill that seeks to ban transgender women and girls from competing in female school sports. Liberal opponents call such policies transphobic. So once again, we have the demonstration that the Republican Party, what are they concerned about? Women's sports. This is just the Republican Party in a nutshell, isn't it? Again, it seems like every show I wind up bringing up my age. I remember back in the day, like say back in the 80s, when I first heard, read news stories about sex change operations. And I remember reading back then that, you know, this is a cutting thing and they can do these sex change operations. And I remember reading about this and they were telling us that before, you know, it took years for an adult. They weren't talking kids back then. For an adult that wanted to do a sex change operation, it would take them like 3 years, and there was this whole long program, and they had to, you know, go through all of these psychological evaluations and over and over, and all of this therapy and all of these different things. And then they had to, you know, try to live as the opposite sex for so many years and try to, because they said they wanted to be sure, because you can't undo this. And there were like supposedly all of these safeguards in place. Of course, here we are in current year. These supposed safeguards have not only gone out the window, now they got 13-year-olds and they're cutting their tits off because, you know, they're transgender. This is how far all of this has gone. Sadly, it's unsurprising, but that's how far things have gone. We've gone from, oh no, this is going to be rare. People have to go through years of counseling and therapy to be sure they don't step off into something that can't be undone. We've gone all this way now to it's basically a fad. You know, it's just like getting your ears pierced. You're going to get your tits cut off. You're going to take hormone blockers. You're going to take all these opposite hormones to change who you are, that are going to permanently affect your body. And what are the Republicans doing? Well, they're worried about transgenders in women's sports. Like all of the transgender stuff that we hear about and all of this stuff, the women's sports thing is the one I'm least concerned about. In fact, I think transgenders and women's sports is hilarious because it blows up this mantra that women can do anything a man can do. Well, if that's the case, then why are they whining about it? The temple claims to have over 700,000 members worldwide and lists full personal control of one's body as one of its seven tenets. The organization promotes individual liberty, secularism, and reason. One of TSD's recent campaigns targeted a monument featuring the Ten Commandments that was installed on the grounds of the Oklahoma State Capitol in 2012. The group sought to place alongside it a statue of the demon Baphomet, one of the symbols it uses in its rituals. It withdrew its request after Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled in 2015 that the original monument violated the state's constitution, which prohibits state support for any religion. TSD has been involved in similar protests and legal action against a Ten Commandments monument in Arkansas. Now, again, this kind of highlights what I said. These things we have been sold. Freedom of religion has turned into an outlawing of Christian religion. You can't have the Ten Commandments up there. If you do, then you have to put up a statue of Baphomet. This we're going to have to accept the fact that culturally we've been sold a bill of goods. This was just the camel's nose under the tent. And now the camel's in the tent with the shitting all over everything. And we're going to have to admit that that is not a good thing. We're going to have to admit that this, among many other things, was a lie that was sold to us in order for a completely different agenda. Again, if freedom of speech means we have freedom of political speech, yet we do not have that, what are we supporting then? Because you don't have the freedom to put the Ten Commandments up. You always notice these things are always, always targeted against Christianity. Always. When you have a giant menorah up in a public park, you're not going to see the Satanic Temple going after that, are you? There's a reason. This is why I always say on my own show, on the Parish of the Patriots, one of the points I always make is that if you don't understand the spiritual aspect of this conflict that we see playing out in the world, it kind of doesn't make sense to you necessarily, or you'll come short of truly understanding. You can understand some of it, but you're not going to get the full grasp. There's a reason it's always against Christianity. This is what they always fight against, because there is a spiritual aspect to this conflict. Now, I want to go ahead and move into our next story, which is related, believe it or not. And this story is titled, U.S. Teachers Subversively Transitioning Kids, Daily Mail. The story is using a Daily Mail story, but it is from RT. The subheading is, dozens of educators admitted to helping children switch genders without their parents' knowledge. Now, I have to point out again, I remember when all of this started, when they announced they had the ability to start doing these procedures back in like the 80s. And again, this was only talked about in adults. And years of counseling, there were all these safeguards. And I remember reading, they said this had to be this way because you can't undo this. This is a permanent thing. When a person starts to undergo this, we have to be sure that they don't have other issues feeding into this, making them feel this way. Basically, it was set up, or at least described and sold to us as, you know, this basically going through with these procedures is a last ditch effort. If there's nothing else is going to work, the system, we were sold the system as an idea of, basically go through this counseling to make sure you really want to do it. In fact, maybe discourage you from that, to understand maybe there's a different route you could take without going all the way to these irreversible procedures. Now we've gone from adults have to go through years of therapy and counseling before doing this, going down this road. We're gone to now it's being pushed on kids. And it's being pushed in kids' face. I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast that, you know, parents are violently opposing it in some schools now. Tempers are flaring. And they're saying they're going to do it anyway. It's again, we have to ask, another bill of goods we got sold is this idea of this system, this democracy system that somehow represents us, that has legitimacy because our voices are heard. And it's becoming more and more clear that it is not. Now, again, the subheading here is dozens of educators admitted to helping children switch genders without their parents' knowledge. A group of teachers from the American Midwest admitted to flouting the law in a bid to help their students change their gender, the Daily Mail reported on Monday. Their efforts are reportedly funded by the administration of President Joe Brandon, which recently moved to quash state-level bans on underage sex changes. Daily Mail reporters gained access to a recent online conference organized by the Midwest and Plains Equity Assistance Center, known as MAP. I've got to stop there. Does that ring a bell to you? You remember here just, oh, I don't know, a year or so ago, and they were saying that we need to quit calling pedophiles pedophiles. Instead, they're minor attracted persons. Remember? MAPS? We've got to remove the stigmatism from pedophilia. These are minor attracted persons. I think it's really funny that this Midwest Plains Equity Assistance Center is known as MAP. Coincidence? Maybe it is. I'm not trying to read more into it. But I just, every time we go through the story and we see the term MAP, it's just got to ring into your head. Minor attracted persons. Again, remember how they lost their shit when everybody was, you know, calling them groomers. You know, they just lost it over that. You know, They did protest a bit too much. Attended by 30 teachers from 13 states, including Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin, the conference was called to address a slew of Republican-authored bills enforcing single-sex bathrooms, restricting transgender participation in girls' sports, and requiring teachers to inform parents if their children identify as a different gender in school. So there we have it. There it is in your face. We have gone from an adult has to go through years of counseling, and in rare instances will these procedures go through, to little kids now. Little kids have to do this, and it's up to the schools to hide it from their parents. This is the state telling you they own your children. They own your children. You do not. You do not. You have a secondary role, if any at all, if you're lucky. They are claiming ownership over your children. And I think a lot of people sense this, but they don't understand that on a fundamental. They just see the topic. There's transgenders for kids, and they're mad about this topic. But you're missing the bigger elephant in the room here, which is this is the state saying they have authority over your kids. You do not. Which is honestly more frightening in a lot of ways than the topic itself. It's why they use an outrageous topic such as this to make the point. When the state comes in and takes your kids from you and you hear about, well, the state came in, took these people's kids away, and it's easy to assume, well, they were probably shitty, abusive parents. The kids were locked in a cage and filthy and covered with lice, and they only fed them twice a week. And you see, this is so you don't care. We're at the point now that they're going over the top with it, and they're saying they're going to transgenderize your kids and hide it from you, and you can't do anything about it. This is them literally saying they have authority over your kids. They own your children. Conservative parents have sued schools for keeping their children's transgender identities a secret and have angrily demanded that sexually explicit books be removed from classrooms. How just unreasonable. Haven't they heard of freedom of speech? Of course, third graders should have the right to learn how to give an adult man oral sex. I mean, haven't these people heard of freedom of speech? How very non-progressive of them. I would like to think that it isn't just quote-unquote conservative parents that maybe have a problem with this. I would like to think that maybe some people, you know, there are other people who maybe wouldn't necessarily take on the conservative label that would say, yeah, I'm not really big on this. But you see, those voices aren't going to be heard. So only conservatives are against this. Everybody else is for it. Just imagine how far we have gone down to where you're having to sue the school to get sexually explicit books removed from the classroom. That is where we are. We should just go ahead and put the statue of Baphomet. We ought to have a monument in Washington, D.C. Put it right up there next to Abraham Lincoln. That would really be much more. They'll put it up on top of the White House. Put one on top of the Congress. It would at least they'd be being much more honest about it. Let's continue on. I wonder if there's any women involved in this. During the meeting, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Coordinator Kimberly Martin explained that her Michigan school district is working with our record-keeping system so that certain screens can't be seen by the parents. If there's a nickname in there, we're trying to hide. Jennifer Hagland, a counselor for Ames County Schools in Iowa, which serves 5,000 K-12 Iowa students, bragged about taking part in pro-trans protest marches and said that her own code of ethics doesn't always go along with the law. The stakes are very high for trans youth. Shay Martin, a self-described black, queer, gender-expansive scholar teacher, said in the meeting, "I think trans kids have what they need." Martin added that she discusses topics of sexuality with elementary school students who can be as young as 5 years old. Again, let that sink in. You got these people bragging. They're talking about sex with five-year-olds. You, as a parent or a grandparent, can you imagine sitting down with your five-year-old and discussing sex stuff? Does that not creep everybody out? I don't care if you have label yourself as a conservative or a liberal or a libertarian or whatever the hell else. Does that not move something inside of you that says there's a reason this outfit's called MAP? There's something definitely wrong here. There's a reason they lost it when everybody started making memes calling them groomers. Sitting down and talking about sex stuff with five-year-olds. Five-year-olds. Got it. Every time I'm going around and I see somebody put a sign up in their yard or a sign on their fence or a sign on their business that says, God bless America, stories like this come to my mind. It's like, that's not the drift I'm getting. You know, I'm definitely getting a Sodom and Gomorrah, hellfire and brimstone vibe. Why would God bless America? Really, why would he do that? That wouldn't make any sense. And anytime I hear about that, I see stories like this just pop into my mind. We'd sit around and talk about sex stuff with five-year-olds. Parents are protesting to the point now the protests are turning violent. And supposedly under this system, we have a say-so. But does anybody realistically think they're going to dial any of this back? Well, no, they just go through the same routine. The Republicans pass some minimum wishy-washy law that says you have to wait till at least the fourth grade to start talking about sex stuff with kids. Boy, we're tough. And the leftists, they whine and throw themselves down and act like this is the end of the world. And everybody involved in the political process knows that the court is going to come in and overturn it and said, oh, no, you absolutely can talk to kindergartners about how to give a blowjob. Yes, that's in some of these books. We know this. You all listening to this have read the same stories I have. This is where we're at. We all know how the system works. The courts are going to overturn it and say you absolutely can do this. And everything's keep on chugging. And your voice is not heard. It's going to become harder and harder. At some point, harder and harder for them to keep selling this system as legitimate that you have a say-so when obviously you don't. The fake opposition Republican Party passes these wishy-washy laws that don't go nearly far enough. And what? What? They pass these wishy laws. Everybody involved knows it's theater. They'll get a judge to throw the whole thing out. And then what do the Republicans do? Well, shucks, we just have to try again next time. You need to vote for more of us Republicans and we'll put better judges on there. What about if this judge that overthrew it was appointed by a Republican? Well, that was just one that slipped through the cracks. It's an illegitimate system. They don't care about what you want or what you think. MAP announced last November that it had secured $8.5 million in funding from the Department of Education and millions more elsewhere, the Daily Mail reported. The department did not respond to a request for comment. $8.5 million. People are broke. People are poor. People can't afford their car payments, their house payments, food. And what's the government do? We got roads. The roads are atrocious. The roads are atrocious no matter where you go. But they got $8.5 million to give to MAPS. Biden claimed earlier this month that Republican transgender bills, quote, attack the most basic values and freedoms we have as Americans, telling a crowd of gay and transgender celebrities at the White House that my entire administration has your back. And you see, the basic values and freedoms that we have as Americans. So what are these values and freedoms? This sort of thing. This sort of thing. He hosts these transgender celebrities at the White House. Now, you say, I understand. You know, and I understand when we talk about groups of people. You know, you're talking about the macro. You're talking about groups. But I also understand that, you know, these are used as tools. That this is used as a battering ram. You know, there are any number of transgenders who have come out and said, no, this absolutely, you know, and they've gone through the whole transgender thing. And they have spoken publicly and said, no, this should not. Absolutely. This is dangerous. You can't push this on kids. This is a decision that's very serious and you can't undo it. And kids have no idea. You know, they're going to change their mind when, you know, they get a little older. A lot of them are going to change their mind. There were transgenders coming out and saying this. I've seen it. I've read it. I've seen videos of transgenders coming out and saying, no, no, this is absolutely. They said, I myself have done this. And I'm telling you, this is a too big of a decision for kids, for teenagers, much less elementary schoolers now. This is too big of a decision for those people. See, they're not getting an invite to the White House. That's what I mean. They use these topics. They put on this skin suit. They put these people out front, but only the ones that agree with the agenda. The ones that come out and say, no, this shouldn't be promoted to kids. In fact, it's a really, really shitty idea. See, they don't get heard. They get locked out of the conversation, same as all the rest of us. So much for it's just conservatives that are against this. See, it's an agenda. It's just the topic. The voices that say, no, this is a really bad idea. No way. I mean, just to hammer the point home. When you were a kid, and I say kid, when you were a young person, when you were a teenager, say, we're talking, let's set aside elementary school, because when you were in elementary school, you might have thought you wanted to become Optimus Prime or something. What do you want to be? I want to be Megatron. Better, I'd be more of a Galvatron person myself. Megatron was a little soft. I want to be Galvatron. But when you were a teenager, moving forward to say you're a teenager, and say you were in love, you had your high school crush and you started dating and you were like 15 years old and you're like, I want to spend the rest of my life with whoever. Well, the odds are you didn't, huh? The odds are you didn't even continue dating that person out of high school, because what? It changed. But at the time, at the moment when you were caught up in that, it was like, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. I can't imagine living without my high school crush. But that changed, didn't it? And yet, they're promoting this to kids, to young people, and saying, yes, would you do these permanent things? On one hand, they try to act like, oh, we're not really doing these surgical procedures on young people. And then you see 13-year-old girls that have their tits cut off. So obviously, once again, they're lying to us. And again, I think one of the bigger issues that's being sold here is this is their way of hammering it home to you that they own your children. Because if they own your children, guess what? They own you too. They own you. This is a topic. It's an outrageous topic, and it's outrageous on purpose. Not because they necessarily support transgender rights per se, but because they support the agenda of making you understand that they own your children and they own you, and you will do what you're told. You will shut up. You will go along. You will eat the damn bugs. You'll live in your pod or whatever the hell else, or your 15-minute city, maybe have an electric scooter to go, or whatever the hell else they tell you to do. Because if they can transgenderize your children and you have no say in it, then they can do anything to you. These boomer conservatives, they sit there and act like their guns are the God-given end-all of the world. Let me tell you what, if they can transgenderize your kids or your grandkids, they can take your damn guns too. And you know how they'll take them? They'll tell you, come give them to me. And you know what you're going to do? You're going to crawl over there and bitch and kind of mutter to yourself, and you're going to hand it over. Because if you'll let them cut your daughter or granddaughter's tits off, you're going to hand over your AR or whatever phallic symbol or whatever you're hung up on. If you'll let them do stuff to your kids, then they own you. That is what's being sold ultimately to you. We talk about these topics. We can't get stuck just on the transgender. This idea they sell that, like, if we don't do this, transgender kids are going to, oh, just die. What were they doing 10 years ago? 5 years ago when we weren't doing this? Were they all dying then? See, it's a new thing. This is a mindset that everything just started today. History started today. Today's a new day. What happened 10 years ago doesn't exist. It's all a lie. There's a reason why it's a satanic It's supported by the Satanic Temple. It's all based on a lie. Don't miss the overall message that they're selling to you. They own your kids. If they own your kids, they own you. To that end, Biden's Justice Department sued the state of Tennessee in April over its ban on puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and surgical sex changes on minors. Again, remember, these same people were telling us they're not actually doing sex changes on minors. So what would they care about a law? You notice they can come in and say, well, it's okay to ban the sex changes on minors, but you got to allow the other thing. No, they're not even bothering with the step-by-step anymore. They'll sit there and tell you, on the one hand, we're not doing sex changes on minors. Now, on the next is, how dare you pass a law that says we can't do sex changes on minors? The department wrote to all state attorneys generals last March, warning that they would be prosecuted if they tried to implement similar bans. On Tuesday, a district court in Arkansas blocked a state law prohibiting underage sex changes, arguing that such procedures improve the mental health and well-being of children. Arkansas was the first state to implement such a ban, and the judge's decision will likely influence future rulings on the issue. And this is how the theater works. They pass these laws, and everybody gets excited. Oh, look, the Republicans did something. What did they do? The Republicans in this state passed a law banning this stuff. Yay, we won. And I always sit there like, oh, gee, let me look at my watch here. How long is it going to take for some judge to say, nope, sorry? Not very long. The answer is not very long. It's all just theater. The Republicans pretend to oppose. They know. When the Republicans sign this stuff into bills, you know, into law, they know some judge is going to. Of course they do. They know exactly how this game is played. This is just theater. Look, the system is illegitimate. You're ruled over by people who have no legitimate right to rule over you. They know it. They just don't want you knowing it. They've got to keep everybody buying into this system that somehow they're represented. But that's going to be a harder and harder sell as they continue to cram things down people's throat that they clearly don't want. At some point in time, you would think it would be clear to people that they got to ask themselves a question of, what am I getting out of this? In what ways am I actually, or my interests actually being represented? And if the answer to that is my interests aren't being represented at all, and I have no voice in the system, and they just do everything that I'm against and keep cramming it down my throat, then the next question is, why am I participating in this system? Why am I adding legitimacy to this system? And perhaps that's one of the reasons why they want to make it clear to you that it doesn't matter, because they own you. They own your kids and they own you. Doesn't matter. You have to shut up. You have to go along. And I think at the end of the day, a lot of these topics, that's the message they're sending. We're going to wrap up. Hope you enjoyed today's show. I'll be back tomorrow for my Parish of the Patriots program. Of course, Dr. Johnson's Orthodox Nationalist is Wednesday. Dr. Johnson will have the Daily Nationalist back up for you on Thursday, and I'll be back on Friday. So, as usual, we plan to have a Monday through Friday full packed schedule of content, good content. So hopefully you'll all tune in for that. So please continue to stay sane. I know it's hard. It's hard to stay. I'd say that stay sane, because we live in an insane world. Always imagine if you were the one sane person locked into a mental institution, pretty soon you would think that you were the crazy one. You're not. So do stay sane, keep the faith, and we'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.